Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Burton moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Burton scores. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Clemente. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Clemente steals second. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Buell drops the ball. Clemente scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazeroski moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Beckert scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Bailey catches it and throws to second to double up Kessinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a pop-up into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buell hits a pop-up towards short. Ali settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pagliarani batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Carpen now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buell strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, And the Pirates too. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Frank Carpin. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Verdon moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clendenin is 0 for 4 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.